Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Sam.
What?
How you doing?
Good.
Just good?
No, I'm fabulous. It's Friday. Thank God.
Wow. What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the jazz hands are back.
And a little high note there.
I know.
A little squeaky note.
Like, you like are you trying to, like, pretend that you, like, live on Broadway or something?
No, I just need jazz hands in my life.
Why?
Because... Did I not say last week?
Yeah, but I thought you'd be over it by now, right?
No, I'm not over it.
Like, I'm 2 weeks into 49?
Year 49 is all about some jazz hands.
All year?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the only thing I'm committing to.
Huh.
I'm not committing to anything else.
And you're committing very, very wholeheartedly.
Lisa, I'm very excited about tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
It's called Sleep In.
Oh, you suck.
Yes, that's my day off.
You suck.
Because my week has been very work-related.
I'm going to have to talk to your boss. Your boss must forget that you work in retail. That means you work Saturday.
Nope.
Wow.
Not this time around. Not right now. Because I'm prepping for Christmas.
You didn't work Saturday last week either.
Nope.
Man.
Nope.
You suck.
I got stuff going on.
I work Saturday.
Yeah, that sucks.
Hey, yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, I work tomorrow. I'm up at the crack of dawn.
You're not.
Well, my crack of dawn.
What is that? What does dawn look like?
Listen, just because
it is not even,
I didn't sign up for a 5 a.m. job, Samantha, that's not it. That's
and
not
by
you.
The way, sun doesn't come up till sometime between 7:30 and 8.
Yeah, I know. I get on the bus at 8:30 and it's just coming up. So there. I'm just saying that I'm not off tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Part of the work world.
Sorry, not sorry, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I have had like just bits of days off this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Whatever. I think I'm more tired.
Well, you did have Saturday off last week.
I did have last Saturday, but that's a week ago now.
Well, that's because you went to...
Wrestling! Ready to Rumble!
That's boxing!
That's boxing!
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Ready to Rumble.
Hashtag fake fan.
Hashtag... Oh, not good. Yeah, we went to wrestling on Saturday,
Samantha.
Really?
Absolutely.
It
should be wrestling.
What should be?
Ready to Rumble!
No, that's boxing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But how was it?
It was good.
You're not talking about it. You sent me pictures of food. Spit it out, fat girl.
Okay.
It was pictures of food.
I know, and that was awesome.
Okay, I'm thinking, I think you're a little more excited about the food than wrestling.
Okay, here's the thing, Samantha. Right? So all week I've been talking it up and talking to Mike about how excited I am to go to wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And are you excited, Mike? Are you looking forward to the event? Are you looking forward to the matches? What match do you think is going to be the best? Which one? And he's all like, let's just wait until we get there. And then all of a sudden he did this halfway through the week. If you do anything in the car to drive me crazy, which could be, but not exclusive to talking the whole time. Or talking the whole time. I'm going to drop you off in Hanley.
Yeah. Right?
That's what he said.
That's good.
Friends
that's
of the good. Podcast, in case you don't know, I'm a chatter. And my husband likes a little bit of solace and peace and quiet. And that, frankly, makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? With anybody. So, here's the funny thing that started off. As we get to Hanley, he starts pulling off the road and slowing down. And I'm like, no, I'm barely even talking. Because I'm, like, so concentrating on barely talking. Right? I'm just listening to the radio. No, I'm not getting out in Hanley. And then he was just joking. Isn't that, like, hilarious?
Oh, my God. I love your husband's sense of humor.
His sense of humor is so hilarious. Because it's so dry, and he's just so unassuming, right? And just as we're just driving, and I don't even know really, because you know me, I don't pay attention, so I don't even really know where the hell Hanley is. All of a sudden, we just start slowing down, and I'm like, what? And I'm looking around, and I'm like, he's like, we're here. I'm like, no, we're not here, because I'm being really, really good. And then I felt I had to try and sell me to him. Like, look at how good I'm being. I'm barely talking. I'm drinking my drink quietly. I'm not talking about the root beer. All those things, right? Like, I'm not just throwing fun facts at you.
Yeah.
Nothing. So anyway, so the joke, that was the big funny joke. So anyway, so we get to Regina.
Yes.
Get to the venue. Walk in the door. Boom, boom, boom. 3 carts of mini donuts.
That's a fat girl heaven.
Boom, boom,
right
boom.
There.
Right there. Boom, boom, boom.
Hence the picture you sent me.
Sent you a picture. Right? And then before I could even order, I turn my head quickly to the right. Bang! Snow cones. Boom, boom, boom. Bang. That's how it was.
Mini donuts I get. Snow
mini
cone
donut,
thing?
Mini donut, not mini sure. donut, snow cone. Got me my mini donuts. The lady said probably also knew because I'm a plus size gal. She's like, there's a deal if you buy two. One bag for six, two for ten. You had me at two. Right? Ma'am, you had me at two. Right? Bought those. She's like, they're hot. That's fine. Don't worry. Right? Go over to my right. Get a snow cone. The lady says, what type of snow cone? What flavor snow cone do you want? I'm like, what do you mean? Like a dough and like I was like a doughy deer. What do you mean what type of snow cone? Right? I decided to go with the rainbow flavor. That's all the flavors on the snow cone.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But you know what I learned? I'm not really about a snow cone.
Cause you
gotta eat it with my face.
You have to eat it with your face.
Gotta eat it with my face, right? And to me that seems awkward as an adult.
That's exciting.
But boy, how exciting is that? Uh-huh. I was so stoked. And they should just probably put spoons with the snow cones for adults.
If they did that, you would have eaten it.
All, every last bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, so we proceeded from the snow cones to the fries. Gotta have fries.
Of course you do.
And then to the Coke. Gotta get a Coke.
That just sounded like you were snorting some Coke.
Snorting some Coke. Then we snorted some Coke.
Sorry.
We snorted some Coke. Got a Coke. And went to our seats.
Okay.
Right?
So you gathered all your food.
At once.
At once.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because I'm always thinking as a plus size girl, right? Because I am a plus size girl. Uh-huh. And here's the thing, is that I know that, first off, I know that I'm getting there early. Second off, I know
that's
that...
That's your husband.
Yeah. Second off, I know if I gather all my food at once and sit down, I don't have to get up and down, and not one person is going to make a smart-ass comment about the fat girl going back for seconds. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's true.
Heed my warning. I think that that's an important lesson. Right?
If you have learned anything from this podcast, people.
Right? Get all your stuff at once. Don't get up.
Get all your shit together.
Don't give people reason to talk. But your backside too big. Right? She really need another donut. She looked like a donut.
She looked like a donut.
Right? You don't need to give them any of that.
No, you do not.
Right? So by the time the show starts, I'm just sitting there with my pop.
Oh.
I've already lived as a plus size girl. Now I'm just a girl with her husband watching the show.
There you go.
But the best part of the show, even though the matches were good, were these two little boys sitting behind us. I bet you they were maybe like 8 or 10. They were all dressed up. Whoever their favorite wrestler is, they were dressed in all of their gear. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they take it hardcore. They take it seriously. And these two kids were so excited.
Yeah.
And they were chirping about all the wrestling facts. All wrong. Everything they were saying was wrong. Because I know my wrestling, right? Mike knows his wrestling, so we're kind of chuckling. But still, right? These kids are so excited. And, oh my God, they got out one of the matches, Roman Reigns match, they got a table out. And this one little guy, his voice was so piercing. And he's like, that's how you do it! Oh my God. I was laughing so hard at these little guys because they were so stoked.
That would make me very happy to watch that.
Like just to hear and like yeah. They were like, that's how you do it. That's how you do
okay.
it.
Hand up because I got a question.
Okay.
Why are they bringing into a table into the ring?
Because you got to put that mother through the table. Right? To show who's the boss. Show who's the dog in the dog yard.
What's that's the why. Point of the table?
Okay. Just to throw you
Is
through
it. Is
it
just for show?
No, it's for pain. Yeah, it's for pain. It's not just for show, it's for pain. So you pick them up okay. and you slam them through the table.
Got it.
And that's just like a, that's like a, take that, bitch. That's like what that's like.
Got it.
It's like a mic drop.
Okay.
Only it's like a person through the table. Yeah.
Got
so,
it.
So that was wrestling.
That was wrestling.
Yeah, super fun. Lots
that's,
of fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah. We survived it.
Good.
Came back friends. You know?
That's pretty big for you and my
Absolutely. A whole day together, just him and I. And like
no
a,
buffer.
And in a small area, that marriage is strong.
It's strong.
It's strong. It will survive.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it will survive. Oh, yeah, God. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, I had a little panic attack on Tuesday.
Because of the wind?
Well, because I was, people were freaking me out.
Well, because it was all over the CDC,
yeah.
all over the warnings,
beak, beak,
everywhere.
Beak, and it's going to do this, and it's going to do that. Absolutely. And all I thought was, okay, well, if the roof comes off the apartment building I live in, that's not my problem.
Nope.
However, when I went home, and because I parked beside two gigantic bins, one's garbage and one's recycling,
yeah.
all I thought was, these sons of bitches, they're going to fucking hit my car.
And the last thing that you can afford to have happen, Samantha, is...
Another SUV! STI claim.
Right? If you have to phone the insurance company one more time, but Betty's got a boo-boo.
Betty's got a boo-boo. Right?
They're not going to be happy. They're going to take Betty and say, you're not a good mom.
No.
Right?
So this is the garbage one, not on wheels. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I was okay with that. Yeah. Too heavy to move anyways. I tried.
Okay. Of course you would, right?
So the recycling had wheels.
Okay.
Still heavy, though.
Yeah.
And but this plus-size girl.
But you're the strongest girl. You're the strongest person I've ever met.
I don't know. Yeah, but I was like, this bitch is going to move.
This bitch is moving.
The Hulk came out. I moved it so far away, people are walking a mile to get to the recycling.
People are bitching about you. Who the hell did this?
I'm like, you're not getting near my car. Uh-huh. That's all I thought.
So you were protecting Betty.
Of course I was. Yeah. Betty doesn't need another dent.
Those winds were crazy.
Bitch.
Man. I had to drive in it the next day.
Yeah, well, that was stupid.
They weren't quite as bad. Like, they weren't at 100, but they said they were 60.
Semis flipped.
There were two semis flipped.
That's
just on their side. It was like as though God picked them up and just tilted them. Because they weren't in the ditch. They were completely lined up. Like, as though, like, exactly, they're placed like that.
Really?
Yeah, so weird. It was so crazy.
That's not good.
You know? Man. And here's the thing, right? Is, I didn't share this with you, because I'm embarrassed.
Why?
But I'm going to tell the world. Because I've worked through it.
Oh, have you
I worked through my shit, like say. I need to, Samantha. Mm-hmm. I rented a car.
Well, you always do when you go to Regina.
I know that. I do. And I get it from the airport.
Oh, I know what's happening.
Right?
It's so, gonna be good.
Oh, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I wanted it to be good. Mm-hmm. So I just booked my car, just a compact car, little car, right? Because I just want a little car. I just drive a little car. I feel comfortable in a little car. I get to the airport. I get to the rental place. I said to them, hi, I'm here to pick up my car, blah, 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 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, no problem. They're all like rainbows and sunshine. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And then all of a sudden she's like, you're okay with a minivan? Okay, I'm like, sorry? And this is what I did. I looked around, because I thought, who is she talking to? Because it ain't me. It ain't me.
I rented a compact car.
Yeah, and I said to her, I said, I'm sorry, pardon me? And she's like, you're okay with a minivan? Okay, so here's my thing. Inside, Samantha, I wanted to be okay with the minivan. I wanted to be okay.
You didn't
want to
be that customer, did you?
No. I didn't want to be that customer that I was becoming, because I felt like the Incredible Hulk, mm-hmm. right? I felt like you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. The vein at the side of my head was palpitating. I'm like, I'm going to have a stroke and I'm going to meet my maker today at the airport.
Over a compact car.
Over a compact car. Because the world doesn't just understand how much that upsets me.
It drives you bananas.
Right? I get that everybody loves an upgrade.
They do.
Not I.
But not you.
Not me.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. I would understand if I didn't reserve the car and I got there. Oh, all we have left is a minivan. Uh-huh. Okay. Buyer beware. But no. No. That's not what I did. So I said to the lady, I'm actually really not okay with a minivan whatsoever. And friends of the podcast, nothing about me would indicate that I would be okay with a minivan.
No.
Right? I don't have kids. I don't want kids. I barely like your kids. Right? That's just how I am. That's how I roll. Right? I'm not mean to kids, though. But I barely like them. Okay. So then I said to the lady, when's the next car come in? This is what she says. Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. I said, well, I'm not in a hurry. And even though I was in a hurry, I'm thinking, my business in Regina, they can wait for me because mm-hmm. I'm not pulling up in a minivan.
No.
So I go and I sit down. I said, I'll wait. It's fine. I'll wait. So I'm trying to be nice again, trying to just kind of gather myself again. And in my mind, all I'm thinking is, nope, 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 nope. Dude comes up. He's returning his vehicle. He comes into the airport. He goes to the counter. He's not even at the counter. I'm like, excuse me. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah. So you're returning a car? Yeah. To them? Yeah. Is it small? Yeah. I'll take it. He's like, pardon? I'll take it. I want that car. He's like, I think I have to go through them first, but I'm just saying, I'll take it. So then I get up, I walk over. I said to the lady, I'm taking his car. She's like, well, we have to clean it. I'll take it dirty. I'll take it dirty. It's not full of gas. I'll put gas in it. But I'm taking it.
Oh my God.
What happened. So I got a Hyundai Elantra or something. Or a Sonata. But it was
small.
But this
happens to you
every time.
Every time.
Every time.
You were in a PT Cruiser?
Who gives somebody, like, oh, look at, you've been upgraded to a PT Cruiser.
Nobody likes them.
That's like, I just took your puppy and threw it away. We gave your puppy back.
Yeah, and then they gave you a Mustang one time.
Yeah, they gave me a Mustang, a Ford Mustang. Mrs. Gibson, we've upgraded you to Ford Mustang. No! No. I feel like I'm 10. I want the compact car.
Well, that's because you felt it was too much car.
Too much car for this girl. A Mustang was too much car for me. And I'm like, no. And then I feel like in my mind I'm having a temper tantrum.
You will.
No. And then they're like, you don't want the Mustang? No. And then in Ottawa, the last time I got there, I'm sure my name must be flagged through all databases. I get there. I'm like, do you have a compact car? Yes, we do. And I'm like, sweet. Oh, my God. How exciting. It's neon green. Are you kidding me? So now I'm going to drive the ugliest compact car that you have. All right. That's my story.
It's a good story,
I wasn't
though.
Very proud of myself.
Well, you know what, Lisa? You can't be nice all the time.
But I got my way.
Yes,
I got my way.
You kind of forced it.
I forced my way.
But that's okay.
And all I thought was, you know what? It's probably a good thing that like very, you know, laid back people like me don't carry handguns. Probably that's where the world goes wrong right there is when you give an easy going laid back gal a gun. Because it's something like that.
That you lose your shit.
I want a small gun. I want a small car. I know, eh?
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Hey, Lisa.
Samantha.
We're going to talk blacklist just for a minute.
Okay. That's every week we got to talk about the blacklist.
Because I'm testing you.
Okay.
Because I believe every week you get further and further into the hole of not knowing what the hell you're doing.
So first off, I take great offense to that because I watch it along with you.
Lisa, you don't get it.
I get it.
No, you don't.
What don't you think I get?
Okay.
Samantha.
Who do you think?
Tell me what I don't get.
Who do you think took the suitcase with the bones in it?
I don't know. All I thought was...
Don't start.
Here's the thing, Sam. Oh. I was just in shock. So I didn't even have time to really think about who did it. I was just like, no, not the suitcase with the bones. That's all I could think of
is okay.
Who's taking the bones? And then I'm like,
okay, even though they killed the doctor, which is horrible because he was a nice guy.
Yeah, but you know what?
He was just trying to help.
Yeah, but then...
Okay. No, shut up.
Yep.
Because...
Yep, I'm shutting up.
Do you remember the guys who were trying to rob the house?
Shut up. The guys that were in the house?
They were trying to rob the house that Red was in. That Red thought Red they were in? After him.
Yes,
Stop
Red
repeating
thought...
repeating me.
I'm not. I'm going along with you.
No.
Jogging my memory.
Last scene...
Yeah.
...of the blacklist.
Yep.
Doctor's getting strangled...
Yep.
...by a guy in a mask...
With a cord... or hands.
You don't even know.
Stop. But definitely, talking. I saw the mask.
Yes, anyways. Yeah.
And you know what I thought? Okay, sorry. I shouldn't interrupt. Go ahead. You tell me.
Because Red has formed a new alliance,
yeah,
right?
Because he's got some money. He's getting his money.
Well, it's through a new, like a
through
little...
new people.
A little scheme with little, the post office.
With the mailman.
Yes.
Did you catch that part? The mailman.
Shut up.
Sent him.
To stop.
Right?
It.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You think it's the mailman, don't you?
No, I don't. That's not it at all.
Thank God, because I didn't think it was the mailman either.
Because if the guys with the masks
are
with Red now and they're working for him, a guy in a mask took the bones.
And killed the doctor.
So that means Red knows that Tom shut up.
Red knows
Tom
that
was
Tom
trying to find out who the bones
who
belong.
The bones belong to.
Who it is.
I know. That's what I thought
too.
No, you don't. Yes, I do.
Stop talking.
No, because as I was watching it.
We're not doing this anymore on a Friday. We're not talking about the blacklist because you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. Because that's what I thought too. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Red knows that Tom was trying to find out about the bones.
Shut up.
And they're Lizzie's mom's bones.
No, that's Lizzie's speculation. That's speculation.
I know. That's just speculation.
We're not sure.
We don't know 100%.
No, we don't.
That's what each show reveals is a little bit more of that.
All right. We're going to stop this this conversation
I think
now
that...
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking the same thing as you.
No, you
the
don't.
Men in the mask.
Stop it.
Doctor's dead.
Okay.
Red's doing better. Lizzie didn't get lunch.
All right. So I'm already irritated by you, so we might as well start talking about the topic that I just... really hate. And I apologize again, people, because we're talking about pickles.
Pickles!
Okay, but...
I used one hand. Almost a jazz hand.
Ooh, that's almost a jazz hand. Okay. However, because I had to think pickles, Guess what popped into my head?
I have no clue.
A nursery rhyme.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say relish.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked?
Like the Blacklist, where is that peck of peppers? Pickled peppers. Where did Peter put those peppers?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa?
Samantha.
What's your problem with pickles?
Oh, okay. Here you go. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't.
My problem. It's not my problem with pickles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with pickles.
You know what? But somebody does.
I got respect for pickles.
Somebody's got a problem with pickles.
Yo, respect.
Do you know who it is? It's the hot dog.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. It's, yeah. The hot dog.
The hot dog gets pickled relish.
No. Pickled relish and pickles are different. The hamburger also gets pickled relish. Why does the hot dog... I'm the voice of the hot dog. Dear hot dog, I got your back. Right? Why are pickles not offered to...
Do you understand you sound ridiculous?
I'm very passionate.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Because your hand is going.
I know.
And you're pointing your finger.
Pointing my finger. One day we're going to record it and... Friends, the podcast, you're not going to believe what you see.
God.
It's a workout in here.
You're insane.
No, I'm the voice of the hot dog because the hot dog gets left out with the pickles. It gets the ketchup, it gets the mustard, it gets the relish. It doesn't get the pickles.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I honestly don't see hot dog pickle. I don't see the combination happening.
Yeah, but sandwich pickle?
Well, that's different.
Why? It's not different. You know what? Here's the problem. First off, other than just the problem that the hot dog's being left out, I think that the pickle's like the big bully in the playground.
What?
Yeah. That's what I think. And I think that we've put too much pressure on the dill pickle. The dill pickle's carrying the weight of all the pickles. And you know what? What if I just want a beet on my burger? Instead of a dill pickle, I want a pickle
Why
beet.
Would you?
I like beets.
Well,
and
you
it's a pickle.
You and one other person, I'm sure.
No. And it's a pickle.
No,
so,
not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Just because it's pickled does not mean it's a pickle.
Samantha.
Pickle. A pickle is a cucumber.
No. Cucumber is a vegetable, is a food. Pickling is a process. They're not the same thing.
Okay, when you add the ing to your beets,
yeah.
I agree with you. Beets. When you say pickle, a beet is a pickle, that's not right.
I said anything can be pickled. I could pickle an egg.
You could pickle asparagus.
Yeah.
And so
that defeats your whole purpose.
Carrots
then.
And mangoes, yeah. And
just like
lime
can,
and
just
shit.
Just like you can pickle a cucumber. So really, pickles don't even exist.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They're
yes,
just
they
forms of food that are cut up and then put and slapped in some vinegar.
Brine. It's called brine.
Whatever.
It's a Dutch word.
Oh, sorry. I'm not all up on my Dutch.
Well, you should be. Since you're all about that pickle.
Let me get my wooden shoes on and see if it comes to me.
Why don't you go plug a hole?
All right. I'm just saying, Samantha.
All right, Lisa. I hear you. But you know what?
No.
I'm just saying.
I don't think you even get pickles.
No. I like pickles.
What's your favorite pickle?
Dill pickle.
Of course it is. Blah, blah, blah. Dill pickle.
Mm-hmm.
That's too easy.
I like a German dill pickle.
Because you're those people. Those are your people.
Those are my people.
Those are your people.
I like a good kosher dill, too, because
really?
They're garlicky.
Yeah, and I like a good beet, because it's beety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good and beety.
Okay, so if you were going to eat a hot dog,
yeah.
What pickle are you having with a
yum,
hot dog?
Yum, yum.
Okay, remind me what that is.
Yum, yum. It's yummy. Yummy pickle.
No.
Yeah.
it's
like skinny pickle.
Is it sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would
so
put those on anything.
So that's why you like a yum yum pickle.
No,
because it has sugar in it.
No. I like bread and butter pickle too, and it's kind of sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you having that with your hot dog?
Yeah, but it's a little bit fatter. But if it was like a bigger hot dog, for sure I could.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so.
Any pickle
okay,
should be.
No. I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Calm down.
You calm down.
You calm down.
You calm down.
Okay. Hot dog in a bun with the pickles? And the mustard and the ketchup and the relish?
Yes.
All the things?
All the things.
Are you sliding the pickle between the hot dog and the bun?
Okay, so
I'm laying it on top?
I've done both.
I need to see this happening because I can't fathom
okay.
A pickle staying in the bun.
Yes, because...
Hamburger bun, hamburger, yes.
No.
On top.
No. Yum, yum pickle. So you have your bun, you put all your condiments in, you put the wiener in, and the yum yum pickle nestles just ever so beautifully in between the wiener and the bun.
Nestles ever so beautifully.
So then it's just kind of like it's kind of like a big hug. It's like the bun's hugging.
The bun is hugging.
Hugging the pickles, so it's just nestled in beside.
Got
so it.
So
it stays put.
Hugging, hugging bun.
Hugging the, it's a hugging bun. It's a hugging bun. The yum yum pickle. And then you eat it and you go, yum, yum.
Well, I think you might be, like, all by yourself on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
No. No. There's hot dog lovers in the world saying...
I'm eating a pickle, isn't
yeah. Because here's the thing. Okay, even if it's, like, pickles on a hamburger, okay? So I get that, right? And I get that the dill's the go-to. Like, hi, world, let's be creative. I get that the dill's the go-to. But here's my thing. How come when it comes to lettuce, I can have... Do you want spinach, kale...
Arugula,
what sprouts that just taste like dirt, or just like salad on there, salad lettuce. And when it comes to pickles, like you know, just like salad lettuce, right?
Iceberg.
Yeah, yeah. Salad lettuce, just like or pieces of salad lettuce.
Okay, right? All right.
Because lettuce and salad.
You're having a little rant about salad stuff. So
lettuce. Lettuce and salad is the same to me. Okay. Lettuce and salad, that's the same thing. Great.
Okay.
Okay? So you can pick all of those types of picks, but my pickle, I don't even have a choice. I'm just getting a dill pickle. That's my issue. Why can't they say, would you like a yum-yum, a bread and butter? Would you like a beet? Would you like a pickle of carrot?
Would you like a gherkin?
A gherkin?
A gherkin?
Nobody wants a gherkin. Nobody wants a gherkin. We did when we were kids, though. Because my mama used to take, ooh, company's coming. She would take a gherkin and she'd, like, wrap ham around it.
Stick a toothpick in.
With, like those toothpicks that had, like, those colored ends. And call it company's coming. Yeah. That was delightful.
It's all fancy, fancy.
Yeah. Samantha, did you know that you can take the rind from a watermelon and make it a pickle?
Gross.
Why is that gross?
That's gross.
I don't know.
Why are you eating the rind of a watermelon?
Why are you judging?
Ugh.
It becomes sweet.
Because it's probably in sugar.
Yeah. Yum. Yum. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, that's just wrong.
No.
I don't... How about sauerkraut? It's pickled cabbage.
Absolutely.
Kimchi. Same thing.
I don't get kimchi.
Kimchi. Well, it's like...
Why does it get it? Why...
Spicy.
No. But sauerkraut? Why does sauerkraut get to go in the hot dog?
Sauerkraut does go in a hot dog.
But a pickle doesn't.
Now, that's my kind of hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a hot dog.
But a pickle doesn't.
Okay. Lover of all things pickly.
Yeah.
November 14th, I expect you to celebrate National Pickle Day.
Okay.
November 14th. Put it on your calendar.
Okay, and you know what? We're going to go and we're going to have a burger, and I'm going to say, what type of pickles do you have?
And then and when they say, don't have and then when yum, they yum say pickle?
They only have a dill pickle, I'm going to be like, today's National Pickle Day. I would expect me to have some selection. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Stay tuned. Did you know... Here's something interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm starting a new fad. Now you see me, now you don't. What do you think that means? Now you see me.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with a pickle.
Yeah, because I can go on the dill pickle diet.
No, there's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
I just made it up right now. I'll patent it tomorrow. Huh? Because I can eat one cup of dill pickles, one cup of cut up dill pickles, yes. 17 calories. Do that three times a day.
Well, they are no fat and
yeah,
low calorie.
And then it'll be like, hey, where'd Lisa go? Oh, sorry. Oh, you didn't see me. I'm slipping through the couch cushion.
Lisa, you can't survive on dill pickles.
I think you can.
No, you can't.
You said that when I went on the Jell-O diet, too. You can't survive on Jell-O. Apparently, I did.
Right? Because you stayed on it for a day.
Today's my Jell-O diet.
Tomorrow's dill pickle.
Michelle from Olsen is on. Michelle from Olsen, she's on an egg diet and she just eats hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
I know.
Don't.
No, that's not me. That's her. Ugh. I don't know if she swears by it.
Okay. Famous pickle lovers.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
John Adams. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
And Cleopatra claimed they made her beautiful.
Oh.
Explains my Dewey complexion.
Explains your secret, Samantha. So you must be eating a lot of pickles because you're so pretty.
I'm so pretty.
Ask me.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Do you eat pickles?
I do.
Is that why you're so pretty?
Absolutely. That's why I'm so pretty, too. Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Yeah. But here's something else, too, mm-hmm. is that all those people you just listed off, the pickle lovers, mm-hmm. those are all really old dudes.
Yeah.
So the dill pickle, overrated. Bring in the new ones. Kick out the old, bring in the new.
Huh.
Yeah.
What new, though?
Like, ones that aren't popular, ones that aren't always being used.
Your yum-yum?
And the beets. Samantha, I...
Okay, then I want you to eat a pickled carrot and a pickled asparagus...
Not like asparagus.
On top of your hamburger or in your hot dog bun with your hot dog.
Well, I don't want asparagus. Yuck. That's gross. And I don't want a carrot. That's gross, yuck, too. But yuck. I will have pickled cabbage, also known as sauerkraut. How about that?
That's like everybody else. Be original, for Christ's
fine.
Sake.
Beets. I'll put beets on my hot dog. I love beets. Your mom made me that thing of beets. Those pickles that she gave me. Remember when your mom did canning and she was making pickles?
Yeah, beets.
And I got a whole thing. I ate them all in one day. Love beets.
I bet something happened, Lisa.
Yeah, I thought I had to go to the hospital because I thought I was peeing blood. And then Mike reminded me to think it could be the beet juice. Oh, hallelujah! Oh,
hallelujah!
She lives another day. That's what I thought.
Well, I have a fun little fact. I don't know. I think he's been talking about it on a show.
Oh.
Jimmy Fallon has learned how to pickle his own cucumbers.
Really?
He is making pickles. And you know who taught him?
Who?
Martha Stewart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty cool, eh?
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I like Jimmy Fallon. He's cool.
Huh.
But the fact that Martha Stewart, I guess they were at the same, like, farmer's market.
Okay.
And she's like, Jimmy, just follow me. And she picked out his cucumbers and the jars and all the things he needed to make the pickles.
Wow.
And so he got schooled by Martha Stewart.
Huh. I guess if you're going to learn,
might as well be Martha.
I know. Might as well be.
I'm just saying. But you know what?
What?
Because you made me think about pickles.
Uh-huh.
When I went shopping in the grocery store, yep, I thought I should pick up some pickles. And then I said no.
And then you said no.
And then I said no.
What do you mean you said no?
Because I was standing in front of the cereal aisle.
Oh.
And I didn't realize there's a big-ass cereal aisle.
So you went from pickles to cereal?
Yeah. It was a weird jump.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was thinking about pickles.
Yep.
I turned the corner, and then I was in the cereal aisle, and all I thought was, there's a shitload of cereal here. Do people eat this much cereal?
Well, I don't. Do you know why?
Well, I don't eat cereal anymore either, but...
Well, no, it's not that I don't... It's not that I have an issue with the cereal. My thing now is that because as a millennial, I find it's too bothersome. Cereal's too bothersome. Stop what?
You're not a millennial.
I am too.
No, you're not.
Quite a while back, we did a podcast.
No, I believe we refuted the fact that you were not a millennial.
No.
You were born in the wrong decade.
Yes, but in my heart and in my mind, I am a millennial with my girls. Me and my girls. Remember, I got my millennial friends?
That's right. You have millennial friends.
So to me, as a millennial, right, cereal is too bothersome. I'd rather just take like a granola bar and go.
It's too bothersome.
That's how we do
it. To put cereal in a bowl and add some milk. Yeah. But in your case, five things of sugar.
Yeah, I like the sugar. But here, before we get to that, before you start shaming me about my love of sugar, Samantha, I have a top 10 list of cereals for you.
Of course you do.
Okay. Can I share?
Sure.
Okay. From 1 to 10.
Okay.
Okay?
Listening.
Yuck, yum, yuck, 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 yum, yum. Yum, yuck.
Okay, so instead of telling us yuck and yum, do you want to tell us what type of cereal it is?
That really just sums it up, yuck and yum.
So translation for everyone, yuck means it is not, there's no sugar,
yes,
and yum means there's lots of sugar.
So it goes Honey Nut Cheerios, hi, that's a punishment, not a number one, right? We millennials thumbs down on that one.
Uh-huh.
Frosted Flakes, yum. Honey Bunches of Oats, who cares? Cheerios, hot, you're grounded from cereal because you ate too much Captain Crunch. Now you eat. Now you'll have Cheerios, girls.
True.
Right?
True.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch should just be a toast.
No, those are good.
No, it should just be a toast.
No, I enjoyed them as a child.
Just a toast. Special K, looks like things that fell from the trees, those little things, right? That's what it looks like. It looks like whatever the hell, it looks like the tree spits out.
Oh, my God.
Right? Again, another punishment.
Serious?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yes.
Just a wonderful reason to celebrate brown
sugar. More sugar on top of that.
Lucky Charms. Absolutely delicious.
Lots of sugar, because it has marshmallows in it.
Yep. Fruit Loops.
Sugar.
Best served raw. And Raisin Bran.
Okay.
Okay, what? What? A Raisin Bran?
You're not...
What?
Cereal is not raw.
Cereal?
No, it's not. Yes.
I enjoy...
No, because...
There's certain cereals I enjoy raw.
I cannot keep having a conversation where you refer to cereal as raw.
That's not new.
Just because you're eating it by the handfuls raw out of the box.
Because
it's cooked.
No, the milk is...
It is cooked.
No, the milk is like cooking.
No, it's not.
Yes. The milk is what cooks it. And if you don't have the milk, it's raw. So I have a handful of...
It's not raw, Lisa.
Fruit Loops, raw.
Raw food is like vegetables you haven't cooked. Or fruit.
Or
things of that nature.
Cereal you haven't milked. Cereal you haven't milked. It's like cereal you haven't milked. Right? You haven't milked your cereal. It's raw. right? Yes.
No.
Yes, and that's not new. That's been like that forever.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because now
you just made that up.
Because now they even make those like little boxes in the variety packs.
Yes.
All raw.
Until you put milk on them.
Mm.
Or just cereal.
It's raw.
You have to bake the cereal.
Yeah, I know, but it's still raw.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I like my cereal raw. I'm just saying. Frosted Flakes. Yum. Put a little bit of sugar at the bottom of the bowl.
Because
that makes it even better.
Do you
want
to tell people how you eat your oatmeal?
I don't want to.
You smother the oatmeal.
I don't. I do it just.
No. No, you don't. No. You smother it. It is literally a layer of brown sugar.
Yum.
Over top of the oatmeal. And she eats so very little of the actual oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's just the sugar, really.
Yeah. And then.
With a sprinkle of oatmeal.
And then once I'm done with that, I take out the sugar, the brown sugar in a raw that I snuck from the little showcase of sugars.
Mm-hmm.
And I pour some of that on too if I'm still hungry.
God.
Yeah. It's like crackers in my soup. It's the same thing. Brown sugar in my oatmeal, crackers in my soup. I'll have a soup. Can I get some extra crackers? Once the layer of crackers is done, I'm full. Right? I love crackers and soup.
Yes. It really is just the crackers, though.
Yeah.
And not really the soup.
No, but I like the taste of, like, the tomato soup crackers, right? But I don't care about the soup.
Oh, my God.
But the frosted mini wheat, Samantha, that is all just about the brown sugar. That's just celebrate brown sugar. That's what that means to me.
It's so weird.
It's so good.
It's so weird.
It's so good.
But you know what? I feel like as we get older,
yeah,
we get shamed into eating, like, the cereal we hate.
I think that's what happens.
Because as we get older, we're not supposed to like the sugary stuff anymore.
And don't get me wrong. I understand that as we get older, we need to start introducing Raisin Bran.
And grape nuts.
And grape nuts. And yeah, and I'll chug it all down with my glass of Metamucil. I get all that, right? But I just think, why can't we still just have the fun cereal?
Exactly. Right? You know what? I remember eating Captain Crunch on ice cream.
Ooh.
Yeah, I gained about 10 pounds that summer.
I guess you would. I guess you would. Right?
It was a good summer.
It was a good summer, hey?
That was a slippery slope, my friend.
Right? Crossed over to the dark side and chose to stay. Hey?
Captain Crunch.
Right? Yeah, I'm putting my toe in the water.
Yeah.
Just swallowed you whole.
But you know what? Okay, I like granola too, though. I like granola.
I like granola.
Yeah. Yeah. But
in yogurt.
But sometimes you just need the kiddie cereal from when you were a kid.
Yeah. So if you were to open up our cupboard that has the cereal, there's a thing of granola, and then there's Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
So Mike, you.
Mike, you. And then once I get tired of me, then it's Mike, because he's a good sport that way. Yeah.
Mikey eats everything.
He's a good guy. He's a waste not, want not. He's definitely that guy.
Cereal.
I love cereal. But you know what other one I love?
Let's not shame people.
No, I don't. Just eat. Just eat. Enjoy. But do you remember when you made, that great Christmas treat with that cereal?
That was Golden Grahams.
That was a good cereal.
That was white chocolate.
Yeah, I like cereal that way too.
Really expensive, easy to make.
I like that cereal.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
Why?
It's expensive.
Come on, don't be too cheap.
The white chocolate and the Golden Grahams, it's like a down payment on a house. I'm just saying.
But I'm worth it.
No, you're not.
I am too, and I appreciated it.
Well, I'm glad you appreciated it, but I'm not doing that.
I completely did. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the other thing. I took a quiz.
That's funny.
I know, I thought you'd appreciate that. And out of all the cereals, there was 50, I'd eaten 13. So there's 13 yummy ones, and the rest are all gross.
Disgusting.
Yep. Yeah, but here's something I didn't know.
Hmm.
Did you know that in 2006, alphabets were discontinued?
No.
Yes.
I'm sure I saw them still.
Well, no, you didn't.
Alphabets were quite good, actually.
Alphabets, but here's the thing. They could discontinue them. Do you know why?
Why?
Because really, alphabets are just like chunked up little pieces of the honeycomb.
True.
Right? It's the exact same.
Yeah,
the exact
same. True.
So maybe they just chose to keep one.
Even though they look like the alphabet?
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know, that was the difference, right? But tasted like a honeycomb.
Okay.
Yeah. Gone.
Done.
Gone.
Over it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Weird, hey?
You know, cereal, it's going to stick around for a bit.
Yeah. And you know what? Even though I'm a millennial, I'm not always going to be like too... I'm not always going to find it too bothersome.
Well, thank God the cereal industry does not rely on the millennials.
Thank God, right?
All the old people and the young kids.
Yeah. But you said
then
you,
that's that age.
But
gap.
You said you don't eat cereal.
No, I don't. Not
Why?
Anymore. I don't know. It doesn't occur to me to buy cereal.
Huh. Probably because it doesn't occur to you have milk. Is that why? Because you run out of milk?
I have coffee creamery.
Right. But do you have milk regularly? No. No. So that's why there's no cereal.
Yeah, that's probably
right? Why. Right? Because you don't want to be bothered to make sure that there's milk.
Whatever, Lisa.
You could eat the cereal raw.
Are you shaming me for not having cereal?
No, you could eat...
Shut up. No. It's not raw.
You could have it raw.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. You know, you definitely could. Definitely, you could eat. I just call it raw. You call it whatever.
Okay, fine.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to agree.
No, we're definitely not.
We never do.
At this point.
We never do. We never do, Samantha.
Okay. Enough of cereal.
Okay. And pickles. Thanks for loving pickles.
Yeah, I was over with pickles a long time ago.
I'm still a little bit on pickles.
Okay. But we have to mention, as Canadians,
yes.
Which we are,
yes.
We lost a beloved one.
We lost an icon this
week, Samantha.
Yeah,
a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Gord Downie. The lead singer of the Tragically Hip.
Absolutely.
Passed away from brain cancer.
Yeah, he battled that cancer, and he was diagnosed, they said, in 2016, mm-hmm. and it was inoperable.
Yeah.
And that guy, such a stand-up guy, he dedicated, like 3 to 6 months of his last few, like, whatever remaining 18 months that he had left, and toured Canada, mm-hmm. right? So Canada could love his band, and the band could love Canada, because mm-hmm. that's what they did.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, sad, hey?
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
But he has left such a legacy of fantastic music,
yeah.
You know, literature, because he wrote as well.
Yeah.
And he was just a really good, like, humanitarian.
Yeah.
He helped different causes.
Yeah.
He basically helped whoever he came across.
Everybody.
So it's just really sad that we had to see him go, but it's so great that he left behind things that we can
cherish.
Such
a legacy. And friends of the podcast, If you don't know who Gord Downie is or the Tragically Hip, because they say, Samantha, that sometimes the Canadian music industry doesn't always transcend into the States.
No.
Google them, because in the New Yorker today, they describe Gord Downie as a combination of Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. Bob Dylan, mm-hmm. and Michael Stipe from R.E.M., all rolled into one.
But you know what? Mm. He's an original.
He's completely an original.
He's an original.
They say nobody will ever be able to mimic his voice
Mm-mm.
or his words. And he sung about, and it's funny because all of his songs were just about, like, local things.
Yep.
Just about whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like important causes.
Yep.
But just about, like just Canadian.
You know, it was so weird when I was at work and I didn't realize I had been at work so early yeah. that day. And the lady who came in, she told me that he died. And first thing that popped in my head, first song lyric.
Yep.
New Orleans is sinking, and I don't want to
swim. And I don't want to swim.
That is probably one of the yeah. songs that I always resonate with, because yeah. it's such an interesting song.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know what?
I
think I'm going to go back, and I'm going to relive a little bit of my
completely. The Tragically
years.
Hip completely was our youth, because yeah. I've seen them. I saw them so many times in concerts, when they were just like a college band playing in the bars, to, like, you know, in the stadiums and things like that. And they're just completely define, like, my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? My 20s. And worth... So, you know what, guys? Check them out. Sad, sad loss for Canada.
Yeah, I
right?
agree.
You know?
I agree. And something else that people should maybe consider.
Oh.
Just because it popped into my head. I just want to mention it.
Okay.
Is that you should check out other Canadian bands.
Yeah.
Big Sugar, one of my all-time yep. favorites. And the Headstones.
Jan Arden. And
Anne
Murray.
And no.
Yes.
She doesn't sing anymore.
I know.
She hasn't made an album in years.
Another Canadian icon, though.
Yes.
Do you know that without Anne Murray, there'd be no Celine Dion?
Oh, my
there'd
God.
There'd be no Shania
Please.
Twain.
Do we need to go through this again? God, Anne Murray.
Oprah.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Jan Arden. Right below that.
She alternates. Right? She's like the pinch hitter. Right? Somebody's out, Oprah's out, Jan's in.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
You brought up Canadian musicians.
I know.
Right?
Well, I'm just saying.
But there's tons. And lots of really good indie bands, too.
Oh, tons. Yeah, yeah. So, oh, my God.
So check it out, guys, because I don't know if you're exposed to that.
Because you know what? Canadians are awesome.
Yeah. We rock, too. Right? Samantha?
Okay. I shake my head, Lisa. On what?
Me?
Yes. Go for it.
Okay, so it has to do with my drive. Has to do with my drive.
Did you hit something?
Oh,
my God.
Did
you get lost?
No, I didn't get lost. It's straight. It's 2.5 hours straight.
If you got lost going to Regina, I'd lose all respect
for
you.
Plus, I always have the GPS just in case. It's 2.5 hours straight and then right hand
turn.
You
had GPS. It's one straight line.
I have her ready.
Oh, my God.
I have her ready. No, here's my thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So between you, mm-hmm. make sure you keep both hands on the wheel. And Michelle, make sure you don't drive and text. And my husband, are you sure you can still drive? get it? I haven't lost the skill just because I don't do it often. Right? Right?
Oh my god.
Least of my worries. My biggest distraction is the number of friggin' signs on the side of the road that say, watch for the deer. The deer might be coming. The deer could be hiding. Ooh, I'm a moose. Look at me. 16 kilometers. Watch out for me. All that. How? Oh my god. How about driver, keep your eyes on the road. How about that? Instead of looking for the moose. Looking for the deer. That's all I did the whole time is I was just looking. Okay? Because there's a sign, so there must be some coming.
Oh my God.
They even know that there's even, that that's where they live?
I don't know.
Right? And oh, for the next 16 kilometers. Okay, so then, so it says for the next 16 kilometers, and then it gives you a kilometer break, and then it starts again, another 16. Why don't you just say, as I pull out of Saskatoon, put a sign, hey idiots, watch for deer. And then when I'm pulling into Regina, hey idiots, deer shouldn't be here. Right? Why not just do that?
Deer shouldn't be
here. I was
here.
Just getting really fed up with the signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? It took me away. I drove past the A&W. I didn't even, because I'm looking, I was so preoccupied, I didn't catch the A&W.
You were so preoccupied looking for deer?
Looking for deer.
In broad daylight?
Watching for deer, looking for deer.
All
yeah.
Right.
So I'm just saying.
You're easily distracted.
That was my, I shake my head. Too many signs, man. Too many, too many. Yeah, too many. Right? Yeah. What about you?
Mine is about your disgusting habit.
Hi.
Which I witnessed the other day and I forgot about that.
I resent you right now.
No, you should
that's
not.
That's just rude.
Because other people are going to find this gross too. She has a change purse where she keeps change,
yep.
Mints, Tylenol.
The mints are wrapped.
Rolling around. No, not all the time.
Okay, not Scotch mints.
Rolling around in and amongst her dirty change and her dirty dollar bills. It's disgusting.
There's a catch-all.
There's like a million different people that have touched that change in those dollar bills. And they're mixing with your Tylenol
but
and your
what?
Mints.
But here's the thing,
germs,
Samantha.
Germs, germs, disgusting, disgusting.
Yeah, but sometimes...
And then you offer one to me. I'm like, no.
And I didn't shame you.
It's disgusting.
I just said, okay then. I'll have it.
Like a million people have been touching your mint and touching your Tylenol.
Whatever. Sometimes we need germs.
Do you like people touching you that much?
Sure. You want to touch my monkey? Touch away.
Oh my god.
A girl can never have enough touching.
Oh
I'm just saying, right? That's my change. That's my Tylenol.
Okay. I feel like I rant on you all the time, but you have the strangest habits.
Just what bothers you doesn't bother
after
me.
After all these years.
Look at me. I just licked my hand.
Nah,
just licked my finger.
Don't.
It's my finger.
It's disgusting.
They're my germs. They're my germs.
Okay.
You have germs.
Germ.
I'm just saying.
Blech.
You can rant.
You're gross.
We just see things differently.
Yeah, I think you're gross.
I don't think I'm gross.
I think you're gross.
I'm not gross.
That's gross. Friends, that habit is gross.
Friends of the podcast, I'm not gross.
All right.
I'm just saying, I do. I just store everything in one thing.
Yes, you do.
Right?
It's gross.
Whatever.
Okay.
Don't take them.
But I have to say this really fast or else you're going to say it. Next week's topic is Halloween!
Ah.
What? Finally, a topic that Sam enjoys.
Ugh. That's all I can say. I can't even muster the energy to even... Ugh.
I'm going to rub this in because she hates Halloween.
Hate it.
To the bottom of her tiny little feet.
Only good thing about Halloween is the mini chocolate bars.
That's
that are now, sir, that okay. You can now buy all year.
You can't talk about Halloween because you have no love of it.
I hate it.
Stop
so
it.
Next week's podcast is only by Sam. Sam's podcast. Lisa's on hiatus. Lisa's tapping out of the Halloween.
Tapping out.
No,
don't.
I'm not.
I didn't tap out of pickles.
You didn't. And I'll embrace Halloween and all the hatred
right.
I have of it. All
don't
right.
Hate Halloween.
I don't love it.
It's
don't
the
love
one
it.
Freaking holiday I enjoy.
And that's weird. That doesn't say... And yet I'm gross. What's that say about you?
It means I'm a fun-spirited person.
And you look better as a witch. Oh.
Oh, but I do, though. Actually, I was a really good costume
yeah,
last
you
year.
Were super good witch.
Shut up.
You were an awesome witch. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, you know it.
All right. Thanks for listening, friends of the podcast.
Catch us on...
iTunes.
YouTube.
Spreaker.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Google.
Instagram.
iHeartRadio.
Oh. It's like a game. Hey, we're like back and forth, back and forth. I'm like... Shoot. And any other place, just Google
yeah,
us.
Just Google us.
If you love us, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Join in on the fun.
We talk about the weirdest thing
right?
And really nothing of importance, but you know what? We just like to have a good time.
We're just here to have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm.